Okay, so you've done all the hard work of sending out some great target and customized warm emails. Now you have to be prepared to field and respond to the emails and phone calls you're going to get as a result of some of these emails. You could do a great job with sending out great emails, but if you drop the ball when the prospect calls or responds, you've just wasted a potential opportunity. So it pays to be ready. There are two approaches you can take when a prospect responds to your email message. Which one you choose depends on the approach you took in your initial email to the prospect. So let's go back to a couple of the emails from the previous module so you can see the difference in why it matters. So the first one was that Pelham collateral headache email. This is one where we contacted Susan, we read it about her recent acquisition of Pelham Medical. And we were writing because we help medical equipment companies rebrand, repurpose their marketing materials faster. We talked about a recent project we did with another company in their industry where we helped them accomplish X and the client's comment and how we blew their expectations out of the water. We included a soft offer, a link to an article, and how I achieved these results for clients and so forth. And we closed with a very soft, hard offer, asking if it makes sense for us to connect. So notice how this particular email took more of a gentle approach. I established a connection with a prospect, made it clear why my services were relevant. I also included a link on how I've delivered results for companies like Susan's, and I finished by suggesting that we should connect. I didn't come right out and say, "Hey, I know I can help you. We need to talk right now." Instead, I suggested that there's probably a good reason for us to connect, but to know for sure if we should expand that initial conversation to a more detailed discussion about a project, I'm implying that we need more information from the prospect, that I need more information from the prospect. So if you take this approach with your email, your initial exchange should follow this particular format or something like it, a variation of this. You first thank the prospect for responding. You remind them of the connection, the meaningful connection. You explain that you can probably help them. To know for sure, you need to ask a few questions. You then ask some qualifying questions and use the prospect's answers to suggest an appropriate next step. So let's see what this would look like in terms of the dialogue you would have with a prospect, with this particular prospect. So you would say, "Hi, Susan. Thanks for getting back to me. Let's just assume she called you back or that you set up a time to talk. Hi, Susan. Thanks for getting back to me. I emailed you because I read about your recent acquisition of Pelham Medical, and I help medical equipment companies rebrand and repurpose their marketing materials up to 35% faster. And depending on how you're planning on handling this process, I may be able to help you get through it faster and with fewer headaches. Mind if I ask you a few questions just to see if we have a potential fit here?" Susan would probably say, "Sure, go ahead." "Great. Okay, so how are you handling this process now?" At that point, the idea is to ask 3 to 6 questions to help you determine if you can really help this prospect. You're fairly certain you could help them based on what you read about them, what you knew about this company, but what you lacked was the insider information to help you determine for sure if this was someone who could benefit from your skills and expertise. The questions you ask and the answers the prospect gives you should help you decide that at this point. And because these questions will vary from profession to profession and from one situation to another, it's going to be something you're going to have to come up with on your own. I should pause here real quick, though, to remind you that this is an email prospecting program, not a program on selling. So the ideas and strategies that I've been describing are designed to help you get response to your emails. In this module, I take it a step further and show you in what direction you should take the conversation or the initial email exchange with a prospect. But as far as exactly what to do beyond that, including how to price and quote the work, those things are simply beyond the scope of this program. Okay, so in terms of the questions, just keep in mind that the idea here is not to ask every possible question you can think of. Your email and the fact that the prospect has responded to you means that you have the right to a few minutes of his or her time. But in order to keep buying more time, more and more time, you have to ask very pointed and carefully thought out questions. The kind of questions that make sense based on the prospect and what you know about them, and just enough to determine how to proceed from here. So be careful and mindful of the questions you ask and make sure that this is going somewhere, that you're not just asking questions for the sake of asking questions. You have to play it by ear. If the prospect is engaged in the conversation, you may have a bit of a wiggle room to ask a couple of more. But only if the answers are really going to help you. If the prospect seems short and hurried, on the other hand, then just cut it back and ask only the questions you must absolutely ask. Okay, from here, your final step is to use the answers you gather to suggest a next step that makes sense. For instance, you could say something like, "Susan, based on what you just shared with me, I truly believe I can help you get your marketing and sales collateral rebranded and repurposed faster and more cost-effectively. It sounds like your resources are already stretched pretty thin, and one of my specialties is helping companies that are in your situation. Can we set up a meeting over the next 3 or 4 days to scope out the work so I can put together a proposal for you?" Now, that's just one example of what you could do. You could also try and define the scope of work on that phone call. And based on that, you could even give them a ballpark fee just to make sure that they can afford you. But in most cases, if you've done your homework already, you'll probably only be approaching organizations who can already afford you, or probably afford you, so that may not be necessary. The point is to suggest a next step that's appropriate for you, appropriate for how you typically close business, and how the prospect responded to your questions. Keep things moving, though. That's the key. Don't just hang up the phone and leave everyone wondering what's next. You have to make sure everyone knows what the next steps are from there. And by the way, this format would apply even if all the prospect did was to reply to your email. If all you get is an email reply, your job is to schedule a phone call so you can have some real dialogue. I find that trying to have this discussion over email is just too difficult and leaves too much to chance. So try to make this a scheduled phone call or a Skype call, whatever works best. So the prospect replied with another email, and assuming it was a positive response, you could email her back saying something like this: "Hi, Susan, thanks for getting back to me. Depending on how you're planning on handling the rebranding and marketing collateral repurposing process, I may be able to help you get through it faster and with fewer headaches. Can we set up a time to chat briefly? I'd like to ask you a few questions to see if we have a potential fit here. Just let me know what day and time works best for you." Okay, so that was one approach. And again, it was based on taking a more cautious and unassuming tone. But in the last module, I also shared some approaches where you're coming right out and telling the prospect that you can help them, and you even have some ideas on how you can do that. So in other words, you're taking on more of a consultative and advisory role, either because you provide a service that lends itself to a more consultative approach, or maybe that's the approach you like best and works best for you. Either way, this particular approach that we're going to be talking about here requires a different message when you get a reply from the prospect. So let's go back to one of those emails from the last module and to set the stage for how you'd reply. So this is the one where we contacted Max, and we told him that we've been watching their recent product line developments at Horizon Foods. We've worked with Whole Foods to redesign their in-store signage and private label branding, and we have some ideas on how we complement their efforts with some key design enhancements. Talked about the value statement, work with food and beverage companies, and my designs have won a number of prestigious awards. I've worked with Whole Foods, Stonyfield, Zedwala. I'd love to chat briefly and run some ideas by you. If it sounds interesting, let me know when would be a good time and date to discuss. Okay, let's say that the prospect called you directly as a result of getting this email. He's intrigued. He wants to learn more. You could reply with something like this: "Hey, Max, yeah, great to hear from you. So as I mentioned in my email, I've been keeping an eye on what you guys have been doing at Horizon, and I love the fresh approach you've been taking to your private label branding. I've worked with Whole Foods and a few other companies on similar initiatives, and I was wondering if you've considered ... So an approach, strategy, technique you've seen work well, etc. So here again, you always want to thank the prospect first. You then want to quickly remind them about the connection, the meaningful connection here, and why you're a credible resource. And that's going to set up the stage for the ideas and suggestions you're about to give them. By the way, it might sound repetitive to remind them about the connection and your relevance, but it's important to do so because you don't know how many days will go by between the moment that the client or the prospect replied to your email and now he's calling you back. So it's always a good idea just very quickly remind them of that connection and your relevance and your credibility. Prospects are very busy people. You'd be surprised how quickly they forget why you're having this conversation. Now, if the prospect replies to your email asking for some more information, so they don't call you back, they just hit reply and send you a positive message, but they haven't called you yet, then in that case, you may want to respond with another email trying to get that phone conversation. It could be something like this. Hi, Max. Great to hear from you. I've been keeping an eye on what you guys have been doing at Horizon. I love the fresh approach you've been taking. So here again, I'm reminding them of that connection. I've worked with Whole Foods and a few other companies on similar initiatives. Would love the chance to run some ideas by you. Let's chat. Do you have 15 minutes sometime in the next week? So notice I actually gave them a time. I find that 15, 20 minutes. I actually like 20 minutes, suggesting 20 minutes. Something about that minute, number 20, it feels real. It doesn't feel like I just threw a number out there. And I actually do keep that conversation to 20 minutes unless the prospect is really engaged, he's excited, and he's the reason why the call is going over. So do you have 15 minutes sometime in the next week? Let me know what day and time works best. Again, you're really trying to get the prospect on the phone. And of course, as you can imagine, once you do that, you're not really in a cold call anymore. You're in a warm initial conversation with a prospect that has raised his or her hand and indicated interest in your services and your value. That's a much better and much more powerful situation to be in. It puts you in a position of strength, and it sets the stage for engaging and meaningful dialogue. Compare that with a cold call, where you've yet to get over that initial hump, and you're basically shooting in the dark, hoping that you'll eventually come across someone who's not only a good prospect, but is also receptive to getting a cold call and will listen to you long enough to allow you to deliver your relevant message. I don't know about you, but I know which scenario I'd prefer.